It's 8:26 on KWAD, and we have the opportunity here to talk with Alyssa Grunwald. She's with Someplace Safe in Wadena, and she's in studio live to talk with us. Hey, Alyssa, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for coming up live and joining us here this morning. There's a lot of cool stuff you got to talk about, right?
Yeah.
And one of those things coming up is going to be, as we try and get some stuff set up here with her, give me 1 second here. All right, here we go. Alyssa, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, perfect. You know, that's the beauty of live radio, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming up here and joining us today. And you're here to talk a little bit about the 8th annual Chili Lunch fundraiser you guys have coming up. Alyssa, just talk a little bit about that.
Our fundraiser, it's the 8th annual fundraiser here in Wadena. It is October 14th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is a free will donation fundraiser. We will have chili served with all the fixings. We have sour cream, cheese, crackers. There will be cornbread, dessert bars, a variety of dessert bars, and a beverage right here in Wadena at the VFW. And these fundraisers help to support Someplace Safe and keep our offices open and fund the programs that we provide to the community.
So this is your 8th annual. You know, going back, if you can, just kind of talk about, you know, obviously you've been doing it for 8 years, but what kind of wanted you guys to do a chili feed and just talk about how successful the event has been in recent years?
In recent years, I mean, it's been, fairly successful. It's, you know, something that we continue to do and continue to be able to do in the community. It's just a way for us to be able to be in the community, have people come by, have people talk with us, and, you know, be able to know more about our organization.
And you mentioned the fundraising part, and that's important, obviously. It's a free will donation, and it's a chili feed in October, so it's, you know, bound to do well. Everybody's looking to get that time of year. But, you know, one other underrated aspect, I think, you kind of touched on it there, is just that outreach and getting people to know who you guys are at Someplace Safe. Has that also helped out a lot?
Yes, I've been in my position for a little over 3 months now, and I think it's just been one of my top priorities is just the community outreach, so people know that, you know, we are here, we have programs that could be able to help you, and just to reach out.
And, you know, for a second, maybe for people who don't know, talk about what Someplace Safe is and just what your organization is about.
Someplace Safe is a nonprofit organization. We are a crime victim service agency. We have 10 offices in 9 different counties in West Central Minnesota. We work to provide free and confidential support services to men, women, and children who are victims or survivors of domestic violence, sexual exploitation and trafficking, harassment, stalking, and general crimes such as like assault, burglary, vandalism, robbery. We have a 24-hour crisis line. We have regular office hours. Mine here in Wadena are 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. We provide civil legal assistance. We can assist with filing protective orders, accompaniment to court hearings. We can, you know, help answer some questions through the criminal court process. We allow for court tracking for victims who, you know, maybe don't want to go to the court hearings, but want to know what's happening. For emergency situations, we have staff available to accompany you to, you know, hospitals and emergency rooms. We provide support and empowerment groups where survivors can discuss and understand the impact of violence with other survivors. Someplace Safe also offers parenting time centers, provides safe, neutral environments for either contact exchanges, supervised visitation, and visitation schedules and things like that. We also have thrift stores, 3 thrift stores, and in the 3 of the counties that we operate in.
And it's just a whole list of stuff you guys do.
It's a lot that we do. It's important, I think, that, like, we need to, you know, get it out there that, you know, we are here in the county, in the community, for all of this.
And it's a lot of stuff you guys do, and it's a lot of very important stuff. And, you know, I want to get into that a little bit here. Is, you know, especially for a county like Wadena, one of the poorest counties in Minnesota, how you offer a lot of free and a lot of things that are very helpful to people that they might not be able to get otherwise. How important is that, especially in an area like Wadena County?
I think it's very important. I think also sometimes, you know, that prevents people from reaching out is when they don't have, you know, the ability to pay for a harassment order. They don't have the ability to pay for the services. So it's important that, you know, we provide these services. We let people know, you know, it is completely free. It is completely confidential. Just so, you know, you can reach out. And if we can't provide something, we offer resources and referrals and education on different programs that can be available to you.
And you mentioned that outreach, just letting people know that it's there. How many times do you maybe go to somebody and they say, I didn't even know I had this, or they feel like they kind of, you know, how important is it just to make sure that people know that they have this resource in this area?
I think it's extremely important. I have, in the few months that I've been in my position here in Wadena, I have had a lot of people, you know, oh, what is that? So even if you don't need the services, I think it's important that you also pass on the information to others that, you know, you never know who could use the services.
And that's the important part is you never know who could use it, and always making sure that it's available. And, you know, in the brief time that you've been here and the people you've worked with, just how, for you, how rewarding is it and how nice is it to have a place like this in Wadena County to help people?
Oh, I think it is amazing. The advocates that I work with are all wonderful. They've been so supportive in assisting me to be able to assist the community that I'm in. And I truly believe it is so important to be able to help people and to be able to, no matter who you are or what you need, just, you know, come to me and I will do what I can for you.
And in your position and in your time here, what is something that you guys do that maybe when people come to you looking for your services, they go, oh my gosh, I didn't know you did that. That's so helpful. Can you do that for me? Has there been anything like that?
I've had one person that I know, they came, they did not know what we were. They thought like, oh, well, you know, I don't need anything like that. And they didn't realize that we do like the court process and the filing, the paperwork and everything that you need. So it's rewarding that, you know, they come to me and I didn't know you did this. Thank you so much is just really all it is.
And yeah, especially you mentioned that legal stuff, the thing that can not only is expensive, but just people don't know quite how to maneuver it and how to legally do all this kind of stuff and make sure it's done by the book and through the proper channels. And just how important is that?
I think it's very important. It is important to know that we are not a legal service, though. We provide civil legal service. We can kind of get you in contact and provide you the resources so that you can go through the proper legal channels that you need. So, and it, because it can be so overwhelming for people.
And Alyssa here with Someplace Safe in Wadena is talking with us. And Alyssa, is there anything else about what you guys do at Someplace Safe? Maybe something that we didn't touch on that you really want people to know?
I think, well, I'm hoping I touched on pretty much some of the bases. I know that, you know, we work really well. We need the donations. We, you know, survive on community donations, programs and grants through the county or through the community, I mean. And it helps us so that our office can remain here in the community and that we can continue to provide these services to people.
So you have the 8th annual Chili Lunch fundraiser that's coming up on October 14th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wadena VFW. It's a free will donation. And like you said, all the proceeds are going to support the programs and services of Someplace Safe. And Alyssa, I guess just, is there a goal, you guys? Is there a certain number of funds that you're trying to reach with this fundraiser? Or is it just, hey, we just want to see what we can get?
Well, we always kind of want to work towards a goal. We're hoping for, you know, over, you know, a specific amount, but really any and all donations that we can accept and we can receive to continue our programming is wonderful.
And if somebody's not able to make this Chili Lunch fundraiser on October 14th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wadena VFW, if somebody doesn't do that, but they hear this on the radio or somebody tells them about this and they say, you know, I'd really like to support this cause, how can they do that?
My office is right here in Wadena on Bryant Avenue. I'm there Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4:30. Donations can be dropped off at the door with me. We have a post office box. It is 641 here in Wadena. If you want to make a donation or anything, it can always be mailed to my office as well.
We're talking with Alyssa Grunwald with Someplace Safe in Wadena. Alyssa, hey, thanks for coming up and talking with us and just letting people know about the important work you guys do, and also that there's a chili fundraiser on October 14th that people can come check out as well. So thanks for joining us, Alyssa, and hopefully you can come up here and talk about the work you do again sometime.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Alyssa Grunwald there with Someplace Safe in Wadena. Really cool to talk with her and the great things that they're doing. And by the way, chili fundraiser, one more time, on October 14th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wadena VFW.